That's about that for.
Bahnhofstrasse now almost embodies the essence of luxury shopping. Shops offer watches for 5, 20, 40,000 francs in windows displaying the latest in high fashion. But it wasn't always so.
When the Bahnhofstrasse was founded as a street, it was a so-called Fröschengraben. I don't know exactly. It was frogs.
Markus Hünisch is the president of the Bahnhofstrasse Association.
And then the first hotels were incorporated and the railway was brought to Zurich with the station where it is now. And then they thought we should have a street between the railway station and those hotels. And they had the idea of Paris with the boulevards and they tried to do the Bahnhofstrasse.
Hünisch says the street became Zurich's main roadway, connecting rail traffic and boat traffic on Lake Zurich. Daniel Kurz is a city historian.
When the street was built in the 1860s, it was mainly thought to connect the new main station to the port on the lakeside. Langstrasse is absolutely the opposite of Bahnhofstrasse. It's a district behind the main station, and which in Zurich means it's also sort of a harbor district with all the things accompanying a harbor district, including prostitutes, but including immigrants.
Kurz says Langstrasse and Bahnhofstrasse have always developed differently. Commercial business focused on the road near the train station toward the lake, while blue-collar workers and immigrants stayed in the lower-income neighborhood. The two worlds, so to say, were separated by the railway and the Seal River.
Langstrasse was also the place where demonstrations would take place. And very often in earlier times, people used to feel that the district to the left of the Seal River, being the working class district, was very different from the city. So when a demonstration crossed the bridges from Langstrasse to Bahnhofstrasse, this very often meant police intervention or other sorts of trouble, because it meant transgressing a symbolic border.
Kurt says Langstrasse was a main hub in developing Switzerland's labor movement, with Vladimir Lenin even spending time there. But with a river and army barracks isolating the neighborhood, the situation declined.
Also der Ruf, das war ja früher ganz anders. Das war ein ganz, ganz klassisches Arbeiterquartier.
Rolf Feely is known as Mr. Langstrasse. He's a community activist who grew up in the neighborhood. He says it used to be a classic blue-collar neighborhood, but prostitution came in the 1970s with liberalization of sex laws.
Und das war natürlich für dieses Quartier, dass
the neighborhood always had a reputation for opposition or encouraging revolutionary thoughts, he says. But according to historian Daniel Kurz, reputations are not always deserved.
I remember reading in the memoirs of a Jewish activist, Regina Gagi-Fuchsmann, who says in her youth before World War I, she would never set a foot into that neighborhood because she was sure that it was full of revolutionaries with guns and bombs. Those prejudices have always been alive, and they have never been true.
Even with the projects to bring more business and lower rents to Langstrasse, some residents are resistant. They say the street has a unique character and history, and they don't want to lose that. Tony Ganser, World Radio Switzerland, Zurich.